It's the rematch of the Lugash Debate Series. Now, the rules are very simple. I flip the coin. Sean won the coin toss. He will go first, and a minute will be placed on the clock for him to state his case. When he is done, Tommy Lugauer will get a minute to respond. So, Sean Morash, you are on the clock.
I cannot stand listening to this anymore. Lugie, a couple things haven't changed. Tommy DeVito, while you were off chasing tail in Nashville, held on to the ball time and time again for four quarters and could not get rid of the damn football, holding it too long. The same mistakes he made last year versus the Saints that cost the Giants the playoffs. The Tommy Cutlets thing was all about error. By the way, loves chicken so much, what other pets is he eating? I don't know. How could you possibly trust him in a scenario like that? And you're he's going to come back with me. You never saw him with the first team O-line, with the receivers. The bottom line is this. Could he develop down the line as a backup? Sure. It is still way too early, and it tells you everything you need to know about the organization that he's third on the depth chart. No, Tommy DeVito right now was not the best option to start a football game for the New York Giants.
Yeah, very good. He left 10 seconds remaining. Right now, Tommy, your response. You've got 1 minute starting right now.
All right. Unlike what you heard last night and from my opponent today, I will start with my concepts first. And I have many concepts I'd like to give. So I'm going to start with my policies first. And I'll start with Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito deserves an opportunity. I believe he earned it last year. I believe he has untapped potential. I believe he has the support of the fans. He's fun to watch. He's one of us. He's a good fella. He knows the system. He has not been given the opportunity to play with Malik Nabers, to play with this offensive line. That's Tommy DeVito. Now, the other guy absolutely stinks. He's mentally shot. He's physically shot. He's awful. He's got no personality. When Daniel Jones leaves New York City, New Jersey, he will be a backup. The organization is done with him. The fans are done with him. Give Tommy DeVito an opportunity. They pulled the plug on him. We still don't know why. He has earned it. He deserves it. We are all sick of Daniel Jones, the most overpaid backup in the history of the NFL. I stand with Tommy DeVito. He has earned the opportunity. He deserves it.
There you go.
One more thing. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Now this is the time where you guys can just yell at each other. So, Sean, your retort.
How can I even argue this anymore? Daniel Jones just stinks.
Wait, what?
He stinks. He's not figuring it out. You're right, bro. You're right, bro. I have all of those concerns about DeVito, but he's... You can't do the Jones thing. At least DeVito plays with energy. You said it.
You can see.
Are you tapping out? I'm out, man.
What?
I'm out. I hate the approach you gave about it, but the end result remains the same. Okay. DeVito's got to play over Jones.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This is the first time that's ever happened. We have a knockout punch. You've convinced him.
RFK Jr.
That's right.
What a flip-flop this is.
It's the best of a bad situation.
All right, so I've updated the scoreboard. That's a win. We don't even need to vote on
it. All right.